Presidential son Hunter Biden returns to court today, opening statements in the federal firearms trial in Delaware. Also at SRNNews.com, on this 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, China is celebrating a milestone in its lunar mission. A Chinese flag said to have been planted on the far side of the moon before a space probe lifted off, homeward bound.
There's some fantastic footage that they've uploaded onto the Chinese spacecraft site where they show the probe landing, collecting soil samples, and then the messages to take off again. So the successful part that they've managed today is it's departed from the moon, and now the Chang'e probe will make its way back to Earth. It's expected back here at the end of June, and it's expected to land in Inner Mongolia around June the 25th.
That's the BBC's Laura Bicker. Dangerously high temperatures holding parts of the southwest in their grip, with the forecast calling for the intense triple-digit heat to spread from Texas to California as the week progresses. And wildfires are a problem, especially across parts of Arizona. This is SRN News.
Or that the projections would be flood next Thursday?
I can't do Thursday, but I can do Friday.
Disasters don't plan ahead. You can. Talk to your loved ones about how you're going to be ready in an emergency.
Natural disasters are a fact of life in the U.S. And between activities and school, chances are you won't be with your kids when they happen. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids can help your children feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
More Methodists are quitting.
The Ivory Coast Conference of the United Methodist Church, representing about 1 million members, has formally announced its decision to abandon the UMC. At issue is the denomination's recent decision to legalize gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Most, if not all, of the African members of the UMC are expected to eventually leave over the marriage issue, along with conservative congregations all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to one of the strongest abortion laws in the U.S., following a suit by women who had serious pregnancy complications. The ruling is just the latest to uphold the Texas abortion ban, which critics say does not offer enough clarity over when exceptions are allowed. The court says the law's exceptions are broad enough, and that doctors would be misinterpreting the law if they declined to perform an abortion when the mother's life is at risk. Sandy Hook Elementary School families are in court pushing for the liquidation of Alex Jones's media company.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
Arizona lawmakers gearing up for a final vote on a proposal that would ask voters to make it a state crime for illegal aliens to enter the state from Mexico at any location other than a port of entry. It would allow state and local police to arrest people crossing the border without authorization. More details at SRNNews.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Reagan. I'm sitting with my wife, Nancy, and we're up there in that heavenly ranch listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
On with the show. This is it.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Say A, say M, say E, say R.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Hello and how are you? I'm Ron Edwards and welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. So glad to have you join us today. And of course, our great show is being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup, and also Patriot Foods. Yeah, Patriot Foods, great food. I can testify it is great food. Yum, yum, yummy for your tummy. Go to theronedwards.com and check out our sponsors, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. The food is healthy, and as well as the coffee, and it's really great for you. Anyway, and remember to use the RE10 promo code with the Constitutional Grounds, and enjoy. Well, 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 where do we start today? I tell you, it just continues to go crazier and crazier and crazier. Well, Uncle Joe, he says that he's going to now limit the number of illegal border crossers that can come via the southern border. But that doesn't mean that the numbers are going to decrease. All he has to do is fly them over, drop them off at Hopkins International Airport, LaGuardia, wherever. It doesn't matter. So it doesn't it's just crazy. Well, if this does happen, if there are fewer people coming in for a month. Now, mind you, the limit is around 4,000 a day, 3,400 to 4,000 a day. Now, that still is far too many when you consider that about that many are coming into this country every day legally. So they're just running the game on you. They don't care. And they're out to ruin you, ruin your lives, just destroy us. And there's one person that believes that, actually there's a lot of us that believes that property taxes, too, are designed to gradually ruin our lives and encroach upon our property rights. And one individual that truly believes that, and she's leading an effort, at least in the state of Michigan, to get rid of the property tax, her name is Carla Wagner. And boy, she's a Kent County business owner and founder of AskMeTax.org. And she has proposed a citizens initiative for this year to eliminate all property taxes throughout Michigan. And she argues that property taxes are unfair. Excuse me, my goodness. They are unfair, burdensome, and very harmful for homeowners, businesses, and the economy. And on those points, she is very correct. And we're going to be talking about that and what part we can play in getting rid of that madness and maybe spreading this idea throughout the country. Because there's no need for property taxes. If you don't believe me, ask the good people of Singapore and why their government is in a constant surplus, yet they have no property taxes. Ask the people in Dubai. Well, they're in a constant surplus, but yet the people there have no property taxes. See, what we need to do is, you know, we almost have to, you know, jerk our politicians by the collar and say, you know what, stop screwing us around, back up, get rid of these unconstitutional property taxes, and you will have more money for the coffers because the economy will be more stimulated through more available money that you're not stealing. And so it goes. I think they should get rid of the income tax as well. Because we're supposed to, I know we're supposed to be basically taxed on consumption. Remember the old concept, consumption tax or sales tax. You dictate how much taxes you pay, and it's guaranteed you'll pay taxes because you got to eat. You can't walk around naked. You've got to buy other things too that you need. And that's the way it should be. And when you have an across the board sales tax, let's say, I'll just pick a number, at 12%, everyone pays the same amount, I'm sorry, the same percentage of taxes. So if you can afford a jet aircraft, you pay 12%. And if you can only, afford a used Lexus, I don't know, you pay 12%. I think that is most fair, most economy stimulating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Islamic totalitarianism is out to conquer France. Totalitarianism, there you go. Totalitarianism is on the move in the very beautiful nation of France. Those leaders, the Islamic bullies over there, have stated flat out they want to conquer France. So the populist leader out there who's running against this, and like President Trump in this country, he wants to put France first and clean out the garbage out of his country, as does President Trump here, so that France can be great again as well. I tell you, one nation that's becoming great again is Argentina. Man, have you seen what they've done down there? They've gotten rid of most of their taxes, and already their budget is balanced. And see, we could easily balance our budget. It would occur much quicker than most people think. You get rid of all these stupid taxes that are in the way. You put lawful tariffs against those nations that are perpetrating against us via unfair trade practices. Get rid of all these income taxes and other regulations that are a burden, that make it more burdensome to do business in America. Get rid of all of that. And with the legendary workforce that we have in the United States of America, we would be number one again, lickety-split. We have the capacity in this country to once again have an economy that is so massive that collectively would be larger than the rest of the world combined. You know how I know that? Because that was the case back in the 1950s. And history does have a way of repeating itself, good or bad. Now, the reason why bad history repeats itself more often is because we continue to more often do the wrong things that lead to the wrong situations and problems, etc. So, yeah, you're right, Doug. Cut the corporate tax and bring back industry that's part of getting rid of god-awful taxes. Exactly. And I had proposed to some legislators in years past, those that I would meet and those who would take the time to listen to me, I said, you know what? If you're serious about making the United States number one and guaranteeing always having a high employment rate here in the United States, all you have to do is make sure the United States has always the lowest corporate tax rate in the world, always one below every other, the other lowest tax rate in the country. Let's say if the lowest is now 6%, we'd make ours 5%. That's all we have to do. It's called economic competitiveness. And, they gave me the side eye, and these were all Republicans. You know, I would even say anything like this to a Democrat, not in Michigan. Oh, no. Are you kidding? And I used to think that a lot of Republicans were actually more conservative and more genuine in their efforts. But they're just full of as much crap as, the Democrats. Oh, boy. Democrat crap, Republican crap, it's all over the place. It's just a real funky mess. We've got to clean this stuff up, my friends. One person that's going to help clean this up, her name is Carla Wagner. She will engage us in wise conversation when we return on this, the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Shh! Be very, very quiet. You're tuned to Ron Edwards American Experience.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, a charter member of the emerging new mainstream media.
Just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
Voice your opinion on the Ron Edwards hotline at 985-218-0185. Again, 985-218-0185.
Hi, this is Carla Wagner from AxeMyTax.org, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
Yeah, this is a day I'd love to be in northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, more than anywhere. Man, is it a hot one today. I thought, boy, wait a minute. Am I back in Louisiana or Georgia or somewhere like that? But it sure feels like it today. High humidity, hot temperatures. But guess what? Because we live in the north, we're going to get a break. It's going to be cooler tomorrow. So anyway, this is the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thanks again for joining us. And today our guest is, none other than Carla Wagner. And she is here to present more ideas concerning the situation about eliminating property taxes, because we need to get rid of those suckers. Hello, Carla, and welcome back.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me back. This is awesome. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We need to have you on, you know, as often as we can so that we can get the word out and get rid of that god-awful property tax, because, I've looked into it a little more since the last time we talked, and you talk about the devastation that occurs not only to homeowners, but you're right, to business owners. My gosh. And I talk to a lot of the smaller business owners, like in places like Clawson and a few in Royal Oak. And they tell you the taxes is just awful, the property taxes. And many of them have gone out of business, and it's just terrible. It just seems, Carla, that the politicians don't really want us to prosper, and they're fooling us into thinking that they do want us to prosper, but they keep doing things to keep us from prospering with, for instance, with property taxes. What say you?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I do think there are certain politicians that do want us to prosper because they are small business people themselves, or they are farmers themselves. Not everybody that is a politician is like only a politician. A lot of them have a small business, or they're a farmer or something. So those people understand how hard it is to make a living with a small business, or even as a farmer, because you think about it, a farmer, for a lot of farmers, small farmers, their home is their business, right? Their farm yes. is not only their home, it is also their business. So if they lose one, they lose the other. They lose them both, right? So here is, you know, this has been such an educational path for me, myself, because I didn't realize how unassociated people were with their property taxes. We've been paying them for years and years and years because we know that the penalty for not paying property taxes is so severe, it's losing. It's losing your home, your farm, or your business. So people think that the whole state revolves around property taxes. They think that because the penalty is so severe that the whole state must exist off property taxes and property taxes alone, even though they know they pay state income tax, sales tax, business tax, gas tax, real estate transfer. Even though they know they pay all of those taxes, they still think for some reason the state operates solely off property taxes. So that is a big misnomer that we have to re-educate people. It's yeah. like, no, property taxes at the state level is a very, very, very tiny bit, but it is the most heinous tax because it can take your property away. Even yeah. after you've paid on it for 10, 20, 30 years, even after you've paid it off and you no longer owe a mortgage to a bank, it can still be taken away from you.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
You can't yeah. afford one of those millages on the property tax bill that you might yourself not even use.
Yeah, there's something.
And just think about that, Ron.
Yeah. In addition to that, I don't know if you're aware of it. You probably are, but Rochester Hills in Michigan, beautiful community, they have the same property tax rates that they had in the 1950s. And the good citizens of that community refused to allow it to be increased. And guess what? Guess what? Their budget is balanced. They don't have any problems. Their roads are all fixed. They don't have any of the problems with communities that surround them that have much higher property taxes throughout that county, Oakland County, et cetera, and Wayne County. So there's evidence of what you speak. Even though they still have property taxes, it is very, very low. So minimal, I mean, 1950s level. So you're correct. Yeah.
And I can speak to that as well, because I, you know, there are many township officials, there are many county officials, and there are many state officials that think that if we eliminate property tax, the world will come to an end. But I have just as many township officials, county officials, and politicians say, go for it, Carly, get rid of them. They're horrible. So it's like how I think the ones that can't see their way to thinking that it is better for us to maintain private ownership of land than it is for us to fund some silly things, those are the people that are identifying themselves or exposing themselves for us. They need to be primaried. They need to be voted out because they don't under. And, you know, why do we want people like that in charge of our budgets? Why do we want people that can't think outside the box and that they think that providing a public service for some people at the risk of other people losing their privately owned property, if they think that that's okay, they need to be out of office.
I agree. Really, I agree. There's so many people in government that are like that in so many other areas and issues as well. There are people that, you may not agree with me, but there are a lot of people in government and those that agree with them and continue to vote for them over and over again that love the oppression of their fellow Americans, fellow state residents, et cetera. And it's sad. Like you would wisely say, they're not all like that, but there's many that are like that. I would say 30% at least of all politicians enjoy the doing things in a way that is oppressive and burdensome to we the people. And that's in many, many other things too. I could have a conversation as far as city services yeah. and things of that nature. But
I think back to, also there's no requirement that a politician have any kind of accounting background. There's no requirement that they do. They even balance their own checkbook at home. Have they ever been on a church finance committee? Have they ever been on a school board finance committee? Have they ever, you know, run a Boy Scouts treasury? Have they ever done anything with numbers? Because I'm finding out as I go out around the state talking about the elimination of property tax, our average Joe citizen does not know anything about property tax, where the money's going, how it's being spent, you know, why there's so much, and why you should lose your home. But, you know, don't we elect people from the general public? So yeah, if the general public doesn't understand, how do we think our elected officials are going to understand? Because the elected officials are just general public people that we elect.
Well, don't people have to have requirements to become a doctor, to become a surgeon, to fly airplanes, to do lots of things, okay? Then yes. I should think that not only should you have a constitutional knowledge or pass a constitutional test, you should have a certain high moral code, and you should know about business and be concerned about the application of principles that make business more easy to be established and to run in your community. And if you don't agree with that, you should not be allowed to run for office. What say you?
I think that our government at all levels, township, county, state, our government entities are living beyond our means, and they're not asking us if we can afford it.
They don't care.
And we are losing our property. We are losing our homes because they want to go and build a splash pad, because they want to build a hip hop academy, because they want to build a curling facility. We are losing our homes to pay for those things. There is something immorally wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, we've only got a couple of minutes, but Ebbets Field, Yankee Stadium. Did you know that there was not a lot of property taxes in the building of those? But today, what happens? Baseball and football teams, they say, well, we'll leave your town if you don't give us property taxes.
Yeah,
raise
say goodbye.
Million. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because people and Ron, seriously, when I talk to people about let's get rid of property tax, they want to know where the replacement revenue is going to come from. And it's like, okay, but you're more worried about the zoo than you are about maintaining ownership of your home. How is that zoo going to do you or anyone else any good if someone doesn't have a home anymore? What good is the library going to do you if you no longer have a home? Wouldn't you rather have a roof over your head?
Yes.
I mean, I would think that that would be like the most important thing. Whether you're a renter or a homeowner, you need a roof over your head.
And Americans are very generous when they're prosperous, by the way. So there would be the zoos and everything like that, like there has been in the past. Real quick, tell folks how they can get a hold of you and how they can help out in this effort to get rid of these awful property taxes.
Yes, we are still collecting signatures. You can go to axmitax.org. Fill out the petition request form. Grab some petitions. Help us go out there, circulate, get some signatures. Let's get this on the ballot, and let's vote for it. Donations are always great. You can donate on the website as well. This is a grassroots movement for sure, so no big name, no big money. We're doing everything that we can, and we're not going to go away, and we're not going to give up, and we're just going to keep moving forward because it is, you know, people are penalized for living the American dream, and that's sad.
And on that note, Carla, thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll be in contact in the not-too-distant future because we've got to keep getting the word out. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience. We'll be back after this page from the Edwards Notebook.
This is Christy Dezon, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I love Constitutional Grounds coffee.
constitutional grounds. The Hot Air Roasted Coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique Hot Air Roasted Coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, constitutional grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
It is time for us to make a stand for righteousness, or a republic will be soon ruined beyond repair. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. Well, today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It amazes me how some people declare their undying search for the perfect presidential candidate. But since there are no perfect candidates because there are no perfect people, it is both comical and sad to witness so-called patriotic conservatives lament the prospect of re-electing President Trump as if he is the embodiment of evil. While it is true we should make a stand for righteousness, it is only a dimwit who thinks that means finding the perfect presidential candidate when there are no perfect people. Perfect Patty does not exist, but we can utilize deductive reasoning and recognize the benefits and drawbacks of every candidate, including Trump. For those who claim to be Christian and conservative, I implore you to fully understand the importance of a protected border, strong economy, equal opportunity, a republic respected around the world, and ridding ourselves of the current clown world administration. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-794-1891. 800-794-1891. That's 800-794-1891.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
VARA Network.
EBS Network.
LibertyTalk.fm.
And now, a Ron Edwards American Experience public service announcement.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. And so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. And so is mine.
This has been a Ron Edwards American Experience public service announcement.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yeah, can you feel it? Yeah, the truth reigns supreme on this, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Well, this little bit of humor, Minnesota mayor, or should I say Minnesota, earning $130,000 per year at his post, thanked Uncle Joe Biden for canceling his student loan debt. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter publicly celebrated hardworking Americans being forced to pay off his student loans, even though he earns way more money than the average American worker. The Supreme Court tried to block me, he said, relieving student debt, but they didn't stop me. I've relieved student debt for over 5 million Americans, said Uncle Joe. He said more. He says, I'm going to keep going. He said that recently on X. Biden has used a series of workarounds to circumvent the Supreme Court's decision to strike down his student loan bailout program. And, you know, here's the thing. See, this is another stomp on we the people. And let you just let's not forget, last year, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 against Uncle Joe Biden's student loan relief program. So the Department of Indoctrination rolled out a workaround forbearance program to cancel $39 billion in student loans by counting non-payments as payments for a period of time. In January, Uncle Joe unilaterally canceled another $5 billion in student loan debt for 74,000 borrowers in his latest vote. What a buying gimmick, my friends. And see, this is an insult to past generations of Americans who sacrificed, who worked, who went to school, and in those times got real educations. And many of them became great contributors to our society. But today, many of these people that go through these dens of indoctrination called colleges and universities come out worse than baboons. Why would you say that, Ron? Well, the reason why is because baboons do what baboons are supposed to do. But when the average American student goes through college or university, they come out doing just about everything that they should not be doing, thinking the way that human beings should not be thinking. And so it's a double whammy. It's a double payment or whatever against we the people who are forced to pay their debts for people who are indoctrinated in most cases against God, our country, the family. And so we pay more as they go out into the into adulthood and contribute to the very ruining and destruction of our society, making it more difficult for our society to prosper, to pay the taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that the colleges and universities, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, are way overrated. I think America needs to get back to trade schools, things of that nature. And see, the one thing that we have on our side is history. Did you know that one time you did not need a law license? Abraham Lincoln did not do that. He, on his own, studied and became a very, very good lawyer. Better than most lawyers today who go to university or college. And see, these layers of colleges and universities, outside of medicine and a few other very precise learning avenues, most of colleges is a waste of time. I did not say all. I said, but the way that they are set up today, most of it is a waste of time, money, and a waste of morals. Much to the detriment of our republic, turned mobocracy. So, here we are, my friends. Here we are, doggone it. Well, Angel Reese says that WNBA popularity is not just because of one person. Angel Reese is the young lady who is brand new to the WNBA, like Caitlin Clark. I mean, have you guys seen some of the videos? I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, some of the videos that show, I mean, they're just one slight step from playing tackle football against Caitlin Clark. And many of them are the big, big bully, big L's, if you know what I mean. And the WNBA is going after her because she's very popular. I mean, she does hold the record for scoring in college basketball, the record. And she outshoots many male competitors in basketball. So it just amazes me, my friends, how people can be so jealous and so awful like that. What they should have done, the smart trick would have been, hey, let us welcome Caitlin Clark. Because you have to have the bigger vision. And see, when you deal in just emotionalism, you usually go off the rails, such is the case with the WNBA. They're having more viewers now than any other time in their history. Stadiums, in some cases, are actually full. Is it because of mostly because of Caitlin Clark? And to a smaller degree, Angel Reese as well. But for them to just clobber this girl, and a lot of the referees ignore it because they're L's too. You know, they either hate her because she's not black or because she's not a lesbian. And they beat up on her. Now, if I were her, I would, you know, go into the weight room. She just need to, you know, work out a little bit and, you know, put some muscle on so that she can be strong enough to push back and not just have to take all that abuse just because of her skin color and because the American people happen to like her a little bit because she's straight and she just wants to play ball. And she comes from what I've read, a good family. And we need more of that in America, in American sports all the way across the board. It's going to be very difficult. The NFL, speaking of them, they're going to make it very difficult for me to come back and watch their games on a regular basis. Just as I thought, okay, we're in the clear, right? The NFL, they're coming out. A couple of the teams, real strong in support of this LGBT crap, this rainbow crap. And I have to say, why? What is the motive? They've done this before, and guess what happened? People got turned off. I mean, do they need to be just driven into oblivion by no one showing up to their games, no one watching their games? Do I like football? Yes. Do I like to watch sports? Yes. But because of the last two or three years, I'm not one of those guys anymore that has to watch a game. The few times I watch the game, I'll turn it on, and by halftime, it's, you know, it's like, oh, okay. I'll almost forget it's on. I'm gone on to something else. And that is because I don't feel that connection anymore. I feel like Ronald Reagan did when he left the Democrat Party. He said technically, well, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And that's the way I feel about the sports leagues. And this is really heartbreaking. I'm sure you've heard about this. Oh, man, in the military, the great SEALs, are you kidding me? Probably the greatest contingent of military fighters on earth. Even they've come out with a rainbow flag, a rainbow flag. What the what? Now, that's all men. Now, I you know what? I'd have to wear metal underwear if I were to join the military now, because they're now celebrating all open and everything about unnatural sexual practitioners. No, as I heard, listened to Chris Plant last night, the guy said, hey, weren't they supposed to be just about protecting the military? I mean, protecting our country? I mean, that's what it's about, or it's supposed to be. See, we've got a lot of house cleaning to do in this country, my friends. We got to clean house before we won't have a house called the United States of America. This is the bottom line. We got to get to work. We'll get back to work in just a few minutes on this, the Ron Edwards American Experience.
My name's Joe Biden.
You're despicable.
Come on, man.
You're listening to the voice of reason, Ron Edwards, on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yes, my fellow Americans, I think Heterosexual Month is a great idea. What say you? Let me know via Edwards Notebook 1 at
protonmail.com. Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
Listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? Answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The answer is also right here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and remember, it's a republic if you can keep it. For those thinking globally, acting locally, how sustainable rule took over our cities. You know about the problems with solar and wind farms. They were supposedly designed to eliminate gas and oil, which is one of the most asinine decisions in global history. Then there are the 15-minute cities. Lord have mercy. You know, that's one of the dumbest collection of ideas. I can think of few things more stupid than this. 15-minute cities? Do you know the 15-minute cities were organic at one time? Pick a city. Pick any city in the United States of America. St. Louis, Boston, Baltimore, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago. All of these cities were 15-minute cities at one time, but they were organic. You had different neighborhoods. Each neighborhood had its own character. You had Little Italy. You had Little Yugoslavia. In Michigan, in Detroit, it was Hamtramck. You had all these natural, organic enclaves. Of course, you had in Cleveland, it was downtown. Then you had uptown, University Circle District, this, that, and the other. You had Jewtown in Chicago. You had all these districts that came up organically. They all had their little theaters, drugstores, doctor's offices, dentists, everything you want, dairies, everything. And you didn't have to always go downtown where all the lights are bright, downtown, where everything is all right. You didn't have to go all the way downtown just to have a nice time. You could just walk to the corner, and there you had nice things in every neighborhood. But that was natural. There was not government, and you were not told, oh, you can't go out of this area. See, that's the difference now. They're trying to force this on people rather than, as Carla Wagner was talking about in the effort to eliminate property taxes, rather than allowing for true prosperity to come forth and at the same time throwing criminals in jail, reestablishing high moral principles, encouraging Americans to turn back to God. I mean the God of the Bible, that God. And doing the right things, then you deciding where you want to live. And even black neighborhoods back in the day had their own business districts. You know that the living standards of blacks back in the 40s and 50s was higher than it is now? When they, even though there was segregation, because they had their own businesses, they were building, they were slowly building their own wealth and could have become a very substantial, powerful force, positive force in American society. Had they not allowed the Democrats to come in there and take control via the bastardized rights movement that convinced the black community to become bitter, political-only establishment participants, for the most part, and allowing their local governments to tax the hell out of them, to regulate the hell out of businesses, to property tax them into oblivion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how do these radical ideas become official policies in our once great American cities, now on the verge of utter collapse? Well, one way is through ignorance. The American people have been sold a bill of goods that stinks to high heaven, but they didn't understand. They sniffed, but boy, they seemed to accept it. San Francisco was the birthplace of the United Nations. Actually, it was called the League of Nations originally. Then on June 5th, 2005, it was also the location for a major effort by the United Nations to circumvent national and state governments in order to reorganize human society. Who in the hell is the United Nations? United Nations should be told to skip out of town and get out. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. But coincidentally, the date was also World Environment Day, June 5th. This time, United Nations was targeting mayors from all over the world to enlist them to be soldiers in the sustainable war, which is actually a war against you and me. Like a scene from Michael Crichton's landmark novel, State of Fear. And you have all the usual suspects are self-appointed. Yeah, these people, these chest thumpers, I call them. You know, they cock about as if they are our saviors. They were there. There were UN bureaucrats seeking to increase their power and influence. NGOs with their private agendas. Then, of course, you know Hollywood. Celebrities acting like authorities on anything and everything. You know, they thought Americans were so stupid that as long as they bumped their gums about anything, whatever it is they bumped their gums about, we would just follow along like rats going after cheese. So, and they would act like authorities telling how we, the people, should rightly live, while we should live barely on anything, while they fly around in their private jets eating everything they want, from the greatest quality of meats to whatever. Then you have leaders of corporations seeking to help devise global regulations to kill their own competition, and representatives from national and local news outlets that long ago had lost any pretense of delivering unbiased news. And I can tell you, the last radio station that I used to do the morning drive news, actually it was afternoon drive, the last one, and the audience loved me. They really did. They used to send emails all the time. But because the one who ran that radio station was such a, I'll just say, pinhead, and the guy used to come in, "We don't need to talk about that. What are you talking about that?" "Well, it's part of the news. It is in the news." "Well, that's not important." "Well, yes, it is, because it affects..." And it just went from bad to worse. All because of what I was saying concerning the news and the truth. But I can't feel bad, like, woe is me, because that was happening. That was very common across the country. You remember, you folks in California will remember Willie Brown, Brother Mayor Willie Brown, and Senator Dianne Feinstein helping to host where the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and Jonathan Lash of the World Resources Institute, walking among the crowd were actors, remember Robert Redford, and Martin Sheen, Mr. Druggy Sheen. As everyone fawned over them like, you know, whatever. Then there was singer Judy Collins, remember her? And they could be heard inspiring the gathering with their emotional lyrics, of course. To be expected were the representatives. And it just went on and on and on and on and on. And then they went to control what we eat, to the chemicals that we use and the water we drink. And yet we ourselves seek cleaner food on our own. And yet these same people support the entities that are poisoning the American food to the point that most of America's food is not allowed in nations throughout the world. Though we grow more food than any other country on the planet, even with the reduction of farmland because of governors like Governor Whitmer of Michigan that continue to sell off our farmland to China. And China continues to do things in this country with the permission of government officials. While those same government officials continue to point their fingers at Russia. And by the way, speaking of Russia, I'm almost out of time, but guess what, my friends? Russia has given a stern warning that America is now going to pay, because even though Putin begged America, don't give them weapons, don't give them missiles to bomb Russia. Well, guess what? Biden did. And every promise that Putin has made, he has followed through on. Look out. I'm Ron Edwards, and now that I see that my time is up, thank you so much for your time.
That's all, folks.
To exit stage right.
And as I always say at this time, remember, my friends, to always pray for your nation, pray for your friends, your family, and even your enemies. Yeah, pray for your enemies, and to treat others the way you would want to be treated. That's the way it should be. Until next time, I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.
I can show you how, I can show you how to change your direction, change your direction, to make a new connection to everyone. Let's lead the way.